the crowd, so they began to open up the roof over the spot where Jesus was. And they had made the opening to let him down the mat in which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "My son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes are sitting there asking themselves, "Why does a man talk in this way? He commits blasphemy. Who can forgive sins except God alone?" Jesus was immediately aware of their reasoning, though they kept themselves, and he said to them, "Why do you harbor these thoughts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk again?' That you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralyzed man, "I command you, stand up, pick up your mat, and go home." The man stood and picked up his mat and went outside in the sight of everyone. They were awestruck, all gave praise to God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this."
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Slava Iisusu Christu. Glory to Jesus Christ. Who has ever been to a harbor? It might be a small little place, a tiny little thing with one little pier, or a little bay without even a pier, and people bring their boats up and they come and they stick their boat on the shore and they do whatever, and then they might go back out fishing or something of that nature. And then there might be a larger one, you know, with big ships. And sometimes it's interesting just to sit there and watch the big ships come in or slowly pass by. Maybe they come in and then they start unloading things. Harbors are very interesting because you can imagine a little bit what they might be shipping, who might be coming from somewhere, and who's going to go out to sea, who's coming back. It's a meeting place, in a sense. And there's a very important person for every harbor, especially the large ones. It's called the harbor master. They get to decide what's coming in, what's going out. Not only do they get to decide, they have the very profound responsibility of making sure everyone's safe. And they can't let anything dangerous be done in that harbor. It's a very, very important job to be the harbor master. In today's gospel, we have that very situation. We have, as you know, the story of the paralyzed man. It's because of his faith that Jesus simply says, "Your sins are forgiven." And the paralyzed man gets up and walks away. But perhaps the question was, who was paralyzed? When we read in the gospel story, they were unable to bring him to Jesus because the crowd was so large. And when they made a hole and they let the paralytic down, and Jesus saw their faith, and he said to the man, "Your sins are forgiven." He saw their faith, obviously supported and welcomed and sustained by the Holy Spirit, God present there already. He saw this, he recognized this, and in one sentence, he just says, "Your sins are forgiven." We might question who is really paralyzed. If we have that faith, it's done in a moment. But who was paralyzed? Perhaps those who sat there and couldn't figure out who this Jesus was. The first group on the roof letting the man down, they knew who he was. But it says, "Why does this man talk in this way? He commits blasphemy." Those are some of the scribes there. Who can forgive sins except God alone? You tell me who is paralyzed. The people who had the faith? Well, physically perhaps a little bit paralyzed, yes. But who was paralyzed completely in their faith? Those who were saying, who's God? Who does he think he is? And they thought that they were smarter, and they thought that they were more powerful, and that they had the authority, because they decided not to forgive sins. Sometimes we're like that, aren't we? Sometimes I am like that. Sometimes I don't want to let go of. Sometimes my faith is very weak. And Jesus, who's the merciful healer, he heals both the people with a profound faith and with just a word, but at the same time, he also wants to address my paralyzed heart. And so, without being asked, and without anything being said to him, he, knowing the hearts of the scribes that day, starts addressing their health needs. He starts addressing their paralyzed souls. Because Jesus is the one who forgives. That's who Jesus is. And if I don't want to forgive, that says I don't want to participate in forgiveness. And I don't want to participate in Christ. And I don't want to participate in the Trinity. If I don't want to forgive. I'm the one that's paralyzed if that's the case. But Jesus, healing him, healing those who were thinking those thoughts, says, it says in the scripture here, Jesus was immediately aware of their reasoning, though they kept it to themselves, and he said to them, why do you harbor these thoughts? All of you, myself included, uvaha, uvaha, attention, all harbor masters, why do you harbor in your hearts the thoughts that you harbor? What boats have you let into the harbor that make it unsafe for your soul? Is it a lack of forgiveness? I mean, if Jesus forgives, who has the complete authority to do that, who do I think I am? That I should not forgive. That I should not rejoice in the kingdom right in front of me. Rejoice in the fact that Jesus just forgave somebody. Excellent. Wonderful. How come I can't rejoice with Christ? How come I can't rejoice with that repentant sinner? How come I can't? How am I paralyzed? What boat have I brought into my harbor? What thoughts of anger or fear or disgust or hurt? Which is the boat? Or maybe there's several of them that I have led into my harbor of my heart. And now I am paralyzed. But there's hope. This is the great news today. There's hope. Even for us. Us harbor masters who have led into our harbors of our hearts boats that should not be there. Thoughts that should not be there. Thoughts that make the devil rejoice rather than us rejoicing in God's forgiveness. Us rejoicing in the very essence of God. Us rejoicing in love present, in example, in front of me, in action. When I don't forgive, I'm saying I don't want to be with Christ. I don't want to do what he does. I don't want him to forgive through me to other people. I'm confounded. I don't like it. I don't want it. Is that who we are from time to time? Why do you harbor these thoughts? And so today, Let's ask ourselves that. Let's spend a few minutes as we continue to pray the liturgy day. Why am I harboring these thoughts? Why is it when I see someone forgiven, it just doesn't sit with me, doesn't sit right with me? Why is that? What's wrong? Where's the boat? Find the boat. You're the harbor master. Find the boat. Ask the Holy Spirit. Find those thoughts that are being harbored in your hearts and give them to God. Ask for help to see that boat back out into the ocean. It could be 10 years ago. It could be an argument. It could be a family. It could be a person. You could have been chubbed. You could have been taken for granted. You could have been lied about. And you harbor something that is not love. And so during our Lenten services and our Lenten season, God, even in his mercy and kindness through the church, the body of Christ, comes to us today as maybe the people who don't want to believe that Jesus has the authority to forgive somebody else. Because maybe somebody said something or did something, and I look at them and I says, they don't deserve it. That's a clear example of me being paralyzed. A clear example of me being paralyzed. When I can't rejoice in someone's forgiveness. Oh, I can rejoice in my own forgiveness. I can go to confession and say, whoa, what a weight lifted off my heart. But if I can't do that for somebody else, and I hold a grudge, and I bring up something that happened 10 years ago, and blah, 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 blah. You're paralyzed. Your heart's paralyzed. There's something in your harbor. Check it out. So let's go to that prayer that the church offers us. O Lord and Master of my life, keep from me the spirit of indifference and discouragement, lust of power, and idle chatter. Instead, grant to me the spirit of wholeness of being, humble-mindedness, patience, and love. Lord, grant me the grace to be aware of my sins and not to judge my brother and my sister. What a powerful prayer the church offers us. Jesus is giving me my pill, my medicine, my wholeness, my healing. He gave to the scribes that day, which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or stand up, but I tell you, stand up. And today he gives us the very same medication that our hearts need to hear. Let it go. You're the harbor master. You get to decide what you keep in your heart and what you let go. And if you don't let go of those things that keep us away from Jesus, if I can't let go of that little ship, that little boat that keeps me from rejoicing wherever I see forgiveness, if I can't rejoice in that, I have a problem. If there's any moment of forgiveness that I can't rejoice in, I have a problem. I'm paralyzed. Make me aware of my sins and not to judge my brother and my sister. What are you harboring in your heart? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. Slava Iisusu Hristos.